Welcome to Lent Meditation and Worship with Westside Church. As Lent comes to a close, we find ourselves in Holy Week or Passion Week. This is Jesus' last week on earth before his death and resurrection. Each day this week, we'll be reading accounts from the book of Luke about what took place. Let us immerse ourselves in the story of Jesus, see the things he sees, taste what he tastes, feel what he feels. Let's take a moment to close our eyes, open our ears, quiet our minds. Let the Holy Spirit speak and ask that he reveal new things about Jesus that you haven't seen before. Let's take a deep breath in and out. And another in and out. Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 48. As he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. How I wish today that you, of all people, would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you. Then Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling animals for sacrifice. He said to them, "The scriptures declare my temple will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." After that, he taught daily in the temple, but the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the other leaders of the people began planning how to kill him. But they could not think of anything because all the people hung on every word he said. Let's pray. God of steadfast love, light of the blind and liberator of the oppressed, we see your holy purpose in the tender compassion of Jesus, who calls us into new and living friendship with you. May we who take shelter in the shadow of your wings be filled with the grace of his tender caring. May we who stumble in selfish darkness see your glory in the light of his self-giving. We ask this through him whose suffering is victorious, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.